Merlin and the Red Dragon. After the Romans left Britain, Vortigern, or Gurthaern in Welsh, became king of Britain. As he was under attack from the Saxons, he decided to build a castle in Snowdonia. He chose a hill at the foot of Snowdon and began to build it, but the walls fell down again and again. So the king asked his wise men what he should do. They said that this was the work of a bad spirit, and that they had to sacrifice a child without a father, and pour its blood on the walls to keep the spirit happy. Then they could build the castle in peace. And so the king sent out men in all directions to look for such a child. After some time, one of them came back with a boy who had no father. This boy was Merlin. Merlin told the wise men that it wasn't wise to sacrifice him, because there were two dragons, one white and one red, who lived in a lake under the hill and fought each other. It was their fighting that made the walls fall down. The white dragon stood for the Saxons, and the red dragon for the Britons, and if they were set free, they could fight somewhere else. Then the king could build his castle. But the wise men didn't believe him. They said that he was lying to them to save his life. So the king decided to dig for the dragons. If people didn't find them, he would sacrifice the boy. If they found them, the wise men would die. After much digging, people found the dragons and set them free. Then they could build the fort. When it was completed, they named it after him. Merlin thanked the people and became a very wise man, but the wise men of the king were buried at the foot of the hill.